So before we start this episode, we would like to say a huge thank you to our brand new sponsor, who are Heckles.
Yep.
Our little angels. They are our favourite eco warriors.
Mm-hmm.
They just keep giving.
Oh my God, they do, don't they?
Giving to our wonderful planet. But they have just released their new mycelium and seed paper packaging.
Oh my God.
Bit of a mouthful.
It's amazing.
Which is 100% biodegradable.
It is insane. So essentially what that translates to
to
us mere mortals is that if you buy their GPS candles or their mixology sets, which is different oils, they have decided, obviously if you're buying a candle, it comes in glass. So you have to have quite hefty packaging. And they have managed to take the root system of mushrooms,
right?
That obviously you don't eat it because it's all found underground. It's basically just a load of white threads that have weaved together. They've taken them out, they've dried them out, and they've mixed them with sawdust, flax, and hemp husks, and little natural bits like that. So once they've mixed everything together, they essentially just made a mold for the candle to sit in. So it dries up into the shape that you want to create it. They slot in the candle and send it on its way with the seed paper around the outside of it. But essentially, it just means that they've taken a natural product, they've created a nice protective packaging for the candle. But also, once you've got your candle and you don't need it anymore, then you can compost it and you can just kind of reuse it, improve soil quality.
Oh, amazing. They honestly... unbelievable.
They never fail to surprise us.
I know. And for all you lovely listeners who are very intrigued by this amazing brand, because why wouldn't you be?
Mm-hmm.
They have given us a 20% discount code, but we're not going to spoon feed you just yet. You know, we want you to make it through the app as well. We're interested
to
too.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you want their 20% discount code, then keep
wait
listening.
Till the end of the episode.
Yeah, keep listening. Just keep listening.
Thank you to the sponsors of this episode, Heckles.
Thanks. Hello and welcome back to Birthday Skin, your favourite weekly skincare podcast.
I like how we...
Rude.
Sorry, carry on.
I was just going to say I'm Amy and you are...
I am interrupting.
A rude bitch. So
Charlie
a little
Perry.
Bit of a background here. So we've been sat in the studio this afternoon and we've already recorded this episode, haven't we? But can you just tell us why we're sat here re-recording it?
Yes, because my laptop died and then it didn't auto-save and now I'm just sad.
We told quite a few stories, didn't we?
Yeah, I feel like one of them, if it ever finds out that I've told the story, I'm going to get told off.
Oh, is this the one about your boyfriend having a sex dream with a tub of ice cream?
Yeah.
I feel like he is way too polite to ever be like, Amy, like, that was really bang out of order. You tell
yeah,
him
he would never say that.
So I'm... You can get...
I don't even remember how he got onto the fucking stupid story in the first place.
No, neither do I. But basically, he woke you up the other morning, didn't he? Being like, Charlie,
yeah,
I don't know how to tell you this.
I woke up and, like, you know when you're just in that stage where, like, you've said good morning but you're still just a bit, like, you're not talking, you're just kind of in and out of sleep. Mm. He goes, I wasn't going to tell you this. And I was like, oh, my God, obviously a million things start running through my head.
He's cheating
like,
on me.
What the fuck? And then I thought he was going to be like, I forgot it's your birthday in a few weeks. Like, there were so many things that were going through my mind. I was like, oh, my God, no, this is going to be so bad. And then he goes... I had a sex dream the other night and I was like, oh, for God's sake, don't have control over who he gets to shag in his dreams.
Mm.
Could have been someone really hot and now he doesn't love me anymore. And then he just goes, and I went, right, who did you have sex with? And he went, a giant tub of Ben and Jerry's.
Go on, tell the nation what flavour it was.
Oh, it was fish food.
Fish food. What kind of picks fish food over...
Did you just call my boyfriend a...
Yeah, he shagged a tub of ice cream in his dream, Charlie.
Oh, God, he's going to kill me if he ever finds out that I put that on this podcast.
Funny, innit? Did you eat a pig on a stick last week?
I didn't, no.
You didn't?
No. I thought it might look weird if he...
That's how we got on the topic of conversation.
Yeah, I just remembered. I figured that if I went to the bathroom and somebody caught him walking into the bathroom... and with a hog roast and then walking out without one, almost immediately, it would look weird. Or you said it would look like he was getting jiggy with a pig sandwich.
Yeah, so then we spoke. You were like, my boyfriend would never get jiggy with a pig sandwich. And I was like, well, your boyfriend got fucking jiggy with a tub of ice cream in his dream the other night. So yeah. That's how we got on the
Yeah, so I avoided the pig on a stick and my boyfriend dreamt about shagging a tub of fish food, a giant barrel-sized tub of fish food with a hole in it.
Surely that would hurt his poor pee. I don't want to talk about your boyfriend's penis. Surely it would hurt it.
Yeah.
It'd be
freezing.
You wouldn't want to shove an ice pop where I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Oh,
this is going to be one of those episodes where we're like, family, please do not listen.
Oh my God. This is going to be like, Alex always says that the cellulite episode is the one that he probably last listened to ages ago and is the one that he tells his family about.
It's not safe for work.
It is not safe for work, not safe for families.
Mm.
I want to crawl under a rock and die.
It's very dramatic.
Yeah. Well, today we're talking about exfoliation.
Yes, we are. Woo!
As we said in the last episode that we recorded, being the one that got deleted,
mm-hmm.
We've been meaning to do this for a long time.
Yeah, we have, haven't we, Charlie? I'm pretty sure this was something I mentioned probably about 3 months ago.
Yeah.
And you kind of came back to me, didn't you? I was like, I've got a really good idea. Why don't we do an episode on exfoliation? Because obviously I use manual and you use acids.
Yeah.
And you went, no, an episode on exfoliation. We talk about exfoliation all the time. It would just be so obvious. No, sorry, exfoliation, we're not going to do that.
It wasn't quite as mean as that.
Ding! Amy, I have an idea. Why don't we do an episode on exfoliation? I was like, you put me down for this. And you were like, yeah, I know, but I just think it'd be a good idea because you use manual and I use acids. And I was like, this is exactly what I said to you. It's like in Lion King when...
God, I'm such a dick.
They find poor little Simba.
God, and not Lion King again.
Pumba's like, but what if he's on our side? And Timon's like, I got an idea. What if he's on our side? I'm Pumba and you're Timon.
I am the OG content creator at Birthday Skin HQ.
But yeah, about exfoliation, if you haven't heard already, I use manual and you use acids, don't you? So that's the kind of 50-50 split in this ep.
Yes. We are the perfect duo in terms of this because we both have very different preferences and very different reasons as to why we do and we don't like them. So you're going to go into manual, like how to do it safely, how to make sure you're making the most out of manual exfoliation. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to do the same with acid exfoliation because I know it's quite daunting.
Yes.
So do you want to kick it off and go in on the manual?
So there's a few different types of manual exfoliation. So your obvious one is like your face scrubs.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got like your loofah sponges, your flannels, body brushes. We spoke about body brushes in the cellulite episode, didn't we?
Yeah.
But I am more one for a face scrub rather than using like a tool. But if you...
Were you one of those people that used to absolutely have sex dreams and shag the St. Ives apricot face scrub or something?
I used to absolutely
love it.
That
was like a cult thing. Like, I never used it.
I loved it.
Didn't know. I don't like manual exfoliation anyway.
A tip for you though, if you do not prefer a face scrub and you would rather use like a funnel or a body brush, like make sure you're washing them like really regularly because you don't want to be recycling that dead skin back on and then like, you know, you're right, just wash it. It's a bit minging if not. But yeah, so I really like a face scrub. They work on the uppermost layers of your skin and they actually speed up your natural exfoliation rate, which helps keep your skin soft and smooth and healthy. And I also really like that they show immediate results. So my face feels like a baby's bottom after I've exfoliated.
The only problem I find is that I think I get too carried away with them. Mm. When I was younger, I used to go absolutely mental, scrubbing and scrubbing and scrubbing. And it would just leave me so red and raw and like I never actually liked the way my skin felt afterwards.
Yeah, see, if you need to kind of find a happy medium for you because obviously you've got big scrubs like St. Ives, the apricot one, which literally has on the front of it like, this is a harsh scrub, like don't use if you've got sensitive skin.
Yeah.
If you do have sensitive skin like me, you need to find one that... it's not as harsh and like maybe doesn't have as many It used to be microbeads, isn't it?
Didn't yeah, it? But they've been banned yeah.
now because they're just really bad for the environment and like marine life and stuff. But if you are going to go for manual exfoliation, you do have quite sensitive skin. You want to go for something that is going to exfoliate you at a rate where it won't make your skin red
like
raw.
Softer.
Yeah.
Were you saying about oats in the last episode that I accidentally deleted?
Yes, I was going to get to that.
Yeah.
Because I was just about to say also is like the only con, and it kind of ties in with what I was saying about making sure you've got the right one for your skin, is if you're using something that's too harsh, it can cause little micro tears in your epidermis, which you don't want that. Like you don't want to protect your skin barrier as much as you can. And if you don't know about your skin barrier, we did do an episode on it a few weeks back. So get on, listen to that. So yeah. Also, what I didn't actually think about before.
Yeah.
Until like jotting down all the research for this episode, I love face scrubs because they don't interact with any other ingredients in the rest of your skincare. Because you put them on, wash them off.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't stay on your skin. Like an acid exfoliator, they soak in, don't they?
Yeah.
You leave it on.
Yeah.
So they won't interact with anything else you have in your skincare routine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They won't mix with it or whatever.
Yeah.
Which obviously might not be a bad thing, but it also might not be a great thing if they do.
Yeah.
Depending on what ingredients you're using and stuff. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's an episode idea.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do about like what you can and absolutely cannot use in the same nighttime routine or something.
I think I had that episode idea a while ago.
How convenient.
Because you can't use niacinamide.
Save it for the air. With...
Okay.
So if you want to know the answer to that, you've got to tune in 4 weeks' time. So like I was saying before, microbeads are banned. So the products that other brands use as opposed to microbeads, you can get like Sol, you can get oats, you can get sugar, coffee, you know, like Frank used the coffee and stuff, and you see quite a lot of coffee scrubs.
And Upcircle, they take coffee that's been used and they recycle it and put it in the skincare. Obviously they clean it. But...
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
But yeah, oats is a funny one, but do you know how in like the same way they soak up milk in porridge, they soak up the excess oil in your skin?
Oh, nice.
So oats is a really, they're a really nice. St. Ives do an oats exfoliator, sorry. But yeah, really good for sensitive skin,
It creates like quite a silky water, doesn't it, if you use oats? I think it's quite, we're saying it soaks up excess oil. It's also really soothing. It was Alex, he was telling me that I think he knew somebody with eczema and they were told to put some porridge oats into a sock or into some tights and run a bath and put the sock or the tight over the tap so that the water would run through the oats and it would create like a really nice silky liquid that was really nice for your skin and quite soothing. So I've heard that that is quite a nice little technique to help with any inflamed or red skin that's just quite irritated,
But yeah, that was kind of my summary, really.
Yeah, I do like using a manual exfoliator. I do have one and it's the Heckles one. I only ever really use it when I have flaky skin. So in winter, if I wear hats, they just really itch my forehead so bad. And I always end up itching it because I can never resist. And then I get dry skin off the back of it. So I do like to like gently use the manual one if I'm actually wanting to get rid of physical flaky skin.
Flaky.
But other than that, I do much prefer an acid one because it helps with congestion and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I can lead on into that now if you've finished, Ames.
I have finished. That's just me.
So essentially, I think in terms of using acid exfoliators, it very much kind of comes into the whole toner and peel episodes that we've done. So making sure you're getting peels and that kind of stuff. But I'm going to break it down into three of the main things. So the main things are AHAs, BHAs and PHAs. So an AHA is an alpha hydroxy acid, your BHA is a beta hydroxy acid, and the PHA is your polyhydroxy acid. And essentially there's like one or two main ingredients that you would use on your skin that are AHAs, BHAs and PHAs. So we'll start with AHAs. If you use glycolic acid or lactic acid anywhere in your routine, then you are already incorporating AHAs. Glycolic acid is really good for breaking the bond between a dead skin cell and one that's alive. So the proteins that attach them basically just get dissolved by AHAs.
This all sounds so... sciencey and complicated.
Yeah, it does. It's essentially, that's glycolic acid will go in there and it'll basically just cut the tie. So it'll be like, get rid of the dead one, and then it means that the alive one can kind of take precedence. And then your lactic acid is really good at penetrating the skin because of its molecular size, so it can get really deep in the pore and clear any congestion out.
Okay.
So the only problem I would say with lactic acid is that you do have to really slowly incorporate it into your routine, because I don't have sensitive skin when it comes to using acids. However, lactic acid, I'll sometimes wake up and just look a little bit red in the morning if I've used it. So I have to stay away from it every so often, to be honest, and I'm a bit scared of it now. But you just have to use the tiniest amount and just use it a tiny bit once a week, and then just build up a little bit more and more and more.
Okay.
So they'll be the two main alpha hydroxy acids that you'll find. They, by the way, can be very natural source. So they'll be finding fruit sugars and that kind of thing. And obviously lactic acid is produced by your body anyway when you get cramp. So if it's like a buildup of lactic acid, that's what causes cramp in your muscles.
Really?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah, yeah. We'll move to beta hydroxy acid. So the main one that you would find is salicylic acid, which we've spoken about before, because it's really good for acne-prone skin. Again, the molecular size means it can get deep in the pore, but they dissolve any sebum. And actually, I found out, is the key active ingredient in Pepto-Bismol. Which is like if you've got heartburn or anything, because salicylic acid is super anti-inflammatory and antimicrobial, so it's really good at kind of just soothing any nastiness that's going on. So that's why it's super good for acne. So that's your BHA, and then a PHA is your polyhydroxy acid, and this is like the more gentle cousin of AHAs and BHAs. So it's actually in the Glossier solution that I use, because I use my acids in terms of exfoliation when I'm using a toner, and I absolutely love the Glossier solution.
Yeah, you had a really good, we'll put it on the story, but you did a before and after, didn't you, after using just Glossier products for 4 months. Four weeks.
And it just really clears congestion. And I just find that there's no other product that can exfoliate to this level for me. Manual just doesn't quite cut it for me.
See, I tried to use that, didn't I? And it just did not agree with my skin.
Yeah.
I found that it gave me contact dermatitis, like all over my jaw and nose. And like it, they were only tiny, really small spots, but there was loads of them, and a spot is a spot, and I found out that that was like the cause of them. So I can use that on like thicker areas of my face, like my nose, if I feel like my pores are looking particularly enlarged. I'll use it to maybe try and reduce the appearance of them, but I will not go anywhere near like my chin or my jaw with the Glossier solution. So that's why mainly I stick to manual, because acids just don't agree with my sensitive skin.
Yeah, I've read a lot about the Glossier solution not being great for oilier skin types.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I want to kind of, if we did do an episode on acids, so if you want to go and listen to that, then go and like head over that way. But you do just have to incorporate them really gently into your routine. Don't go full throttle. Don't go full throttle with either manual or acid exfoliation, to be fair. But just go and have a research for, if you've got sensitive skin, then put sensitive acid exfoliators into Google or into wherever you like to do your shopping for skincare. And it will come up. And just always read reviews, because I can tell you what's good for dry acne prone skin, but like I said, if you were listening, then you wouldn't get any benefit from it. So I could sit here all day and go through them, but it might not really be worth it. So my only lesson would be, just make sure you look at the acids that are in the acid exfoliator. I know that glycolic acid is quite gentle. Pixie have a really nice one, and so do Beautiful by Superdrug, you know, the B range. I know that that's gentle, so just off the top of my head, but just have a little bit of a research before you go full throttle into something, and go for a brand that you trust.
Yeah, absolutely.
That you know works, if you've used other stuff that works well for you. But yeah, don't go harming your skin.
Yeah, don't use it to, because if you think about it, it is a very harsh process. No matter if you're using manual or acid, like it's still gonna be quite abrasive and quite.
Exactly. And I forgot to say, if you're using any acid exfoliators or any acids on your skin, make sure they're in your nighttime routine and not your daytime routine, because they always increase your skin skin sensitivity to the sun.
Mm.
So if you listen to Birthday Skin and you don't have any SPF, then please, Lord, just go and listen to the Sunbeds episode and go and listen to the summertime skincare episode, because you really need to invest in one.
Definitely.
But if you don't use SPF, definitely do not use it in the morning, first thing.
I don't really want to give advice for people who don't wear SPF. They don't deserve it.
I know. I feel like I'm quite proud you are. You've become more of an SPF gal. Of late. Yeah, more than you used to.
You only started really wearing it, like, since we started this thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because I just didn't really realise how important it was. So I wear it every day now.
Yeah, but me too.
I remember you didn't at the start.
Oh,
and now
the start,
you do.
Yeah.
So I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. A little effort to change an old habit, hey?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thanks, Mom. But is that about it?
Well, would you like to congratulate me? Because we got to the end of this episode without my laptop dying.
Don't bloody say that.
We'd have to record it again for the third time.
Congratulations.
Right, Angel, I'm going to go and love you and leave you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Before we finally leave you alone, we would like to say a massive, massive thank you to our sponsor, who are Heckles.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the moment you've all been waiting for, the discount code.
Ta-da! I bring good news. So if you would like to receive 20% off of your order at Heckles, then use the code BIRTHDAYSKIN20. You probably could have guessed
what it was going to be
the whole time. I love doing that. I always like to try and guess Wi-Fi passwords and discount codes, just like I think I know everything in the world.
Have you seen that like meme where it's like when you've exhausted all the codes and it's just like, please?
Please? No, but that's what everyone's been doing the whole way through this episode until they've found out that it was...
But you've got it now. It's BIRTHDAYSKIN20, all capital letters, and... if you do purchase something, do let us know what you get.
Yes, definitely. And if you do get the GPS candle or the mixology sets, then enjoy the seed paper and receiving the little mycelium.
Feed the birds and the bees.
Yeah, enjoy it. And yes, enjoy your new Heckles product. Thank you very much for being our sponsors.
Thanks.